fried eggs may be the big thing on the 4th of July in Oatman, Arizona, but for most Americans, the 4th is decidedly a hot dog day. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council says we'll eat 150 million hot dogs today, and what better place to enjoy one than in the ballpark? The good people at the Hot Dog and Sausage Council tell us that over the course of the season, Major League Baseball parks will sell enough hot dogs to stretch from sea to shining sea, 2,800 miles of hot dogs. Of course, some parks have their own specialty dogs, like the Dodger Dog at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. The creator, Thomas Arthur, died last month at age 84. His legacy did not.
My name is Robert Moore, the executive chef at Dodger Stadium. There are other hot dogs, but not the Dodger Dog. And we marinate it in beer, grill it off. It's 10 inches long. It's a 100% pork product, and it's one of a kind, unique to Dodger Stadium. I think a Dodger Dog is served best with mustard and ketchup and a little bit of onions. That's it. It's a Dodger game. You have a beer and a Dodger Dog, you're done.
Well, that may be the case for Angelinos, but as our producers around the country found out, every city has its favorite dog. We'll start at Fenway Park in Boston, home of the Fenway Frank.
My name is Ted Bowers.
I love the Fenway Franks. It's important. That's part of the ball game. You can't come without one, right?
My name is Sam Lamphier. It's just the best hot dog you can get. I don't get those Yankee things. They're just like moldy and crap like that. You know what? I found out that a Fenway Frank, it even tastes sweeter when the Red Sox win.
Danny, Fochette, it seems like they got more ingredients compared to the basic one, you know what I mean? It's got more flavor. Just ketchup and mustard, the basics.
Pete, Fred, Smith, and Murphy.
So have you ever had it like a Yankee dog or any other stadium dog?
No, God forbid, a Yankee dog? Come on. Is there such a thing as a Yankee dog?
Does it taste bad?
Does it taste like sewer?
Footlong hot dogs, right here. Get your footlong here. 12 inches of beef. Get your footlong here.
Yeah.
Taste it. Gotta have it. Need it. Want it. Got them.
My name's Shaquem Howell. I'm here at New York Yankee Stadium selling hot dogs. I cook them, so they gotta be the best. Special techniques. Can't have the fire on them all the time. People gotta let them boil just right.
I'm Judy Mayo from Waxhaw, North Carolina, here to see the Mets beat the Yankees. Oh, the Yankee dog, sitting in the sun watching the Mets beat the Yankees and drinking it with a nice cold beer, there's nothing like it.
David Martinez, I'm here in Yankee Stadium. They got the flavor, that hot dog flavor you need, that nobody else got, you know?
Mike Weiss, born and raised here. They're the best. It's nothing better than a New York hot dog. Dirty water dog. They're bigger, they're foot long for one, and you can't get the dirty water dog at Shea. You only get grilled hot dogs as opposed to the dirty water dogs, which are served out of the dirty water carts. So I think that's what makes it different.
I'm Mandy Poole, and I'm in Ameriquest Field. I bought a corn dog because they're delicious and because they're less expensive than a jumbo hot dog. With a hot dog, you don't get like the breading on the outside. The breading comes separate. They're crispy. They come on a stick. All food on a stick is more fun.
My name's Denise Waldrop. This is our second season. We're with the Red Oak Band in Red Oak, Texas. Oh, I love corny dogs. They're crispy. They're fresh. They're hot. The hot dog's hot inside. The bread is delicious. Yeah, they're as good as the State Fair hot dogs. It's Texas. You have a corny dog. It's baseball.
Hot dogs! Hot dogs here!
My name's John Felter. I'm sitting at the lovely confines of Wrigley Field. I just want to tell you about the hot dog that I'm about to eat here. It is covered with mustard, ketchup, onions, and relish. And I'm going to love it every day of my life because I'm a Cubs fan. Holla.
My name is Greg Helfer. And I don't know if it's the best hot dog in the country. I'm going to have Chicago hot dogs are the best hot dogs. But just mustard and onions. That's it. No ketchup. No ketchup. No ketchup.
My name is Sharon, and I'm about to eat a Chicago hot dog with hot mustard, some onions, and unfortunately a little ketchup, which is really a no-no with a Chicago hot dog, but I hope I'm anonymous on this so no one will report me.
This is Kevin. I'm enjoying a Cub White Sox game. I'm just about to have a hot dog with all the trimmings. We're going to have a little onions, hot peppers, mustard, never ketchup. I mean never ketchup. We're going to enjoy it and bring home a White Sox victory. It's like a circus in your mouth. It is delicious. It is well done.
God bless.
My name's Josh Falo, and I'm at the worst ballpark in Major League Baseball, Wrigley Field. Go Sox, and I'm going to eat a freaking crappy wiener. Wish it was at Comiskey, U.S. Cellular.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The staff includes Andrea Hsu, Jonathan Baer, Jonathan Blakely, Melissa Gray, Jeremy Hobson, Franklin Cater, Raul Moreno, Andy Lyman, and Elizabeth Tannen. Engineers include Michael Cullen, Kimberly Jones, Kevin Waite, Peter Elena, and Paris Morgan. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News, and have a happy and safe 4th of July.